Folks, we all need a place that we can get alone with God and that we can be renewed, strengthened, and restored. And the Indian Meadows has been this place for us for 14 years. We want to thank God for our family up here in Indian Meadows, for those that believe that God called us to be up here to do His work, for those that support us. We want to thank God for our family at Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. Nikki and I feel so blessed. You know, friends are a real treasure, and a real friend is hard to find. But God will send you a friend. God will send you true friend, and His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Today, Pastor Nikki's got a message for us, and I believe it's going to be just for you and me and her.
Yes.
I thank the Lord that for 26 years that God gave me someone when I was 50 and she was 50 to carry on the good news. You know, the Bible says the two shall be one. So, a man don't never need to separate himself from his wife if God puts them together. And I feel so blessed today. I feel so blessed to have a true woman of God, my better half, or my half, to walk along with me. And today, I pray that God has given you someone you can worship with, someone that you can cry with, someone that you can laugh with, someone that you can pray with, someone that will love you just because you're you.
Amen.
And Nikki, Pastor Nikki, has done that with me. And so today, as we bring you the good news, behind me you can see the beautiful mountains. And as far as you can see, there's a place up there called Flat Top Mountain. You know what? God put that mountain there just so we could have a tower to bring you the good news. I believe that God has planned everything before we were ever come into this world. Now, we've always been. Jesus said, I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. I can't explain it. I don't even worry about the details. I'm just going to trust Jesus and give the details to Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I pray God will touch you today and bring you to a point that you can be free, free to worship God in spirit and in truth. And if you're not saved, Jesus wants to save you today. Yes, He does. Father, thank You for this beautiful weather. Thank You, Lord, that up here at this time of year, it's only in the 70s on this beautiful mountain. This beautiful Blue Ridge Mountain, almost heaven, West Virginia, at Indian Meadows Campground. Lord, I hear the birds singing. I even hear the woodpecker. I hear everything that's going on because You have given me the ability to see through the trouble, past the trouble, hear past the bad news, and to reach out for the good news. Lord, I pray a special blessing on those that are watching today. And as Pastor Nikki brings us the good news, may people be willing to receive not the messenger. It's not the messenger. It's the message. And we thank you, God, that you've given us discernment to see the difference. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everybody says,
Amen.
We've got such a good breeze coming through the mountain today, and we decided to come out on our deck and to just bring you the good news and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and sing a beautiful song. I don't know whether you can hear the crows and the woodpeckers in these beautiful woods behind us, but oh, it's a little taste of heaven.
Amen.
God never said we had to wait until the rapture to taste heaven. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
And so we're going to sing this beautiful song, The Footsteps of Jesus. I pray you're walking in his footsteps and not in the footsteps of religion or tradition.
Amen.
But you are free to walk in his footsteps.
Yes.
Footprints.
decided to follow Jesus. How about you? I'd like to read to you from Matthew this afternoon. Matthew chapter 4, where Jesus goes to Galilee after he's been tempted by the devil in the wilderness. And he goes to Galilee, and walking by the sea, he sees two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers, or fishermen. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Beloved, are you following the Lord Jesus today? Jesus wants us to follow him, to just, as he puts his footsteps down, we, just as little children, when we tried to follow in Daddy's footsteps, maybe in the snow, we put our feet right into those big footsteps and follow right along because we want to be like him. I followed after my daddy. I wanted to be, I wanted to be close to him all the time. Well, Jesus called the disciples to leave their nets, to leave their vocation of fishing, to go to a new vocation, one that he had ordained that would be much more profitable, much more, encouraging, much more just feeling like their lives were full to overflowing to become fishers of men. And why would you do that? You know, people might be listening to us today and say, why would they leave their businesses, their livelihood, to follow a man they really didn't know very well? But, you know, they must have known him well enough to know that they were willing to leave their nets, leave their fathers, leave their jobs of fishing, and follow hard after Jesus.
Yeah.
He must have shown them enough that they understood that here was the Messiah. Here was the one they had been looking for. Here's the one they had been longing for. They didn't totally understand why he had come, but they understood that he was somebody they wanted to follow.
Yes.
And they did. There were 12 disciples that Jesus called to follow him. Only one turned away. Only one didn't truly believe in who he was. And even the other 11, when he died on that cross, wondered, now what?
Yes.
But he came back from the dead, and he showed them that he was truly the one they were looking for, and that he had a greater mission for them than they ever dreamed possible, that he had died on that cross to forgive them of their sin.
Yes.
Oh, beloved, they fell in love with Jesus. They not only walked with him, talked with him, understood his message, saw what he was all about, saw his miracles, and then when he came back to life and he showed them that he had paid the price for their sins on the cross.
Yes.
They fell in love with him because they realized that apart from him, they would not be able to have eternal life.
Right.
That they would suffer an eternity in hell. And they saw his love for them. And you remember Peter, how he said, Jesus, I'll follow you right to the death. I love you so much. And Jesus said to him, Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times before the cock crows. But you know what? Jesus knew his heart. He knew that Peter loved him, that he wanted to follow him. And Jesus showed him even more how much he loved him. That when he rose again from the dead, he came out to the Sea of Galilee. And as Peter was out there fishing all night, going back to his work, discouraged and wondering what in the world now that his Messiah had died on the cross, there was Jesus on the shoreline, cooking some fish over a fire, and asking the and talking to the fishermen, Peter and John, out on the water and saying, "Have you caught any fish?" And they said, "No, we've fished all night." And he told them to throw their nets on the other side of the boat. And wow, they brought in so much fish. And then they realized it was Jesus that was on the shore. Jesus was calling to them. Yes. And Peter jumped in the water and rushed to shore as fast as he could to see the one that he loved so much, the one that he had followed, the one that he was willing to die for. He wasn't able to. But you know what? Jesus there on the shoreline, as they joined him having fish together and probably laughing and talking, and Jesus was telling them all the things that God had ordained from the foundation of the world, that he had come as God in the flesh to save all mankind from their sin. And Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, you know I do." And he asked him again, "Peter, do you love me? Really love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know I do." And a third time, Jesus said, "Do you love me?" You know, I believe he was asking him three times to show him that he was forgiven of denying him those three times as he was going to the cross. And then Jesus said, "Peter, if you really love me, you will feed my sheep." You know, beloved, when we turn our hearts to the Lord the way Peter did, when we see how much Jesus loves us and that he has gone to the cross and died for us, don't we fall in love with him? Pastor Buck and I have fallen in love with Jesus. Jesus came to Buck 33 years ago and said, "Buck, I love you. Will you follow me?" And 42 years ago, Jesus came to me in a motel room at midnight, and he showed me how much he loved me and that he had forgiven me of all my sin. He showed me that he was there for me, that he loved me, and that he had saved me. How can we not love our Lord Jesus? Amen. How can we not be willing to follow him, amen, wherever he leads? As this song says, "Or the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep." You know, when I surrendered my life to Christ, when Pastor Buck surrendered his life to Christ, all we wanted to do was to love the Lord Jesus, to follow him with all of our hearts. He has given us new hearts. And beloved, if you're listening today and you're a Christian, you know what I'm talking about. He's given you a new heart. He's given you his heart. He's given you his desire to seek the lost, to go after them, to pray for them. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to follow Jesus with all of our hearts. Are you willing to lay down your life and follow him? Or the cold, dark mountains seeking his sheep? Or along Siloam's fountains helping the weak? The Lord put on our hearts 29 years ago, well, for Buck, more than that, 31 years ago, to go into the nursing homes to seek the lost. We have seen people give their hearts to Jesus who were 104 years old. Yes, it doesn't matter how old you are. Jesus loves each and every person, yes, no matter how many times they have turned away from following the Lord Jesus. He's there to say, "Come home, come back to me. I love you, and I'll give you the vocation of your life. You will be doing something that will mean something that matters for eternity, and you will be so blessed." It doesn't mean you won't go through suffering. Look at all our Christian brothers and sisters that have died. All of those disciples that he called died for the cause of Christ, for the kingdom of Christ, to draw the lost to Jesus, to seek the lost. They were willing. Why were they willing? Because they had met the Master. they truly believe. And Buck and I have met the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are willing to surrender and give up our lives and to follow him with all of our hearts. And that's what he wants you to do, beloved. And if there's somebody that's listening to me today that they just have lost the hope of living, they have lost any kind of meaning in their lives, turn to Jesus. Oh, he loves you, beloved. He is there for you, and he's saying, come follow me. Don't be afraid. I have the best for you. I have meaning. I have life. I have everything you need. Come, follow me. Pastor Buck, would you close us in prayer? We want to sing a little song that says, I have decided to follow Jesus. I pray that today you have said, yes, Lord, I want to be a fisher of men.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, as I sat and watched and listened and received the Word of God, I felt the wonderful breeze coming up through the mountains here. And even crows were flying by. It's amazing. And I was just thinking how blessed God's people are.
Amen.
How blessed we are. And I was thinking also, why? Why can we not understand that God's love is better than anything we could ever experience in our life?
Amen.
And I want to say to you today, in closing, I just feel the Lord in this place.
Amen.
I feel His presence.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray you can feel that too.
Yes, Lord.
Because when you feel the Lord's presence, then you don't worry about the COVID.
No.
You don't worry about the finances.
No.
You don't worry about the family. In His presence is fullness of joy.
Yes.
And I pray that you feel that now. And if you don't, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will feel that.
Amen.
Because no one can do it better than Jesus.
No.
If you're lost today, if you're not, if you're undecided, what do I need to do? I pray that God will show you.
Amen.
Trust Jesus.
Yes.
Repent of your sins.
Yes.
And be willing to follow Him.
Yes.
You'll be glad you did.
Ooh, yes.
You'll be so glad you did. I'm so glad. I was 43 years old. Pastor Nikki was 33. And we were on a road that didn't lead to anywhere.
No.
And we got on that path. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
As we close today, listen, you are precious to
yes.
God.
Oh, He loves you.
You are so precious
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Make that decision today. And Christians, it's time for us to stand up
yes.
and be counted for God.
Amen.
It's time to stand up and show the world that we have confidence in our God.
Yes.
And not in what we can do, but what He will do.
Yes.
He is the King of Kings.
Amen.
The Lord of Lords.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. No
yes.
telling where we'll be, but we'll be somewhere. Oh, praise the Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I love you. Please come to Jesus. Bye for now.